The U.S. State Department has designated Kari Saifullah as a specially designated global terrorist, which targets terrorists and those providing support to terrorists or acts of terrorism. Kari Saifullah is the Taliban shadow deputy governor and an operational commander in Zabul province, Afghanistan. As an operational commander, Kari Saifullah has used Taliban fighters to organize terrorist activities against the government of Afghanistan and coalition forces in eastern Zabul province. Kari Saifullah has also directly ordered his subordinates to conduct improvised explosive device attacks, small arms fire attacks, and rocket attacks in Zabul province against the government of Afghanistan. On January 14, 2012, six Taliban insurgents subordinate to Kari Saifullah attacked a Romanian convoy. The Taliban insurgents attacked the convoy in the vicinity of Abdul Haq Kalay village, Tarnak Wajaldok district, with rocket-propelled grenades. On September 28, 2011, two suicide bombers under the direction of Taliban commander Kari Saifullah were planning attacks. One suicide bomber planned to attack the provincial reconstruction team at Forward Operating Base SMART in Kalat District, Zabul Province. The second suicide bomber planned to attack Forward Operating Base Bullard in Shajoy District. On November 25, 2010, Kari Saifullah ordered a Taliban commander and Taliban shadow sub-governor of Atgar District, Zabul Province, to transport light weapons to Kalat City Center, Zabul Province. The shipment included approximately 25 Kalashnikov rifles, 10 machine guns, 5 rocket-propelled grenades, and 20 grenades. Suicide bombers planned to use these weapons against coalition forces and Afghan National Security Forces, specifically targeting the 2nd Afghan National Army Brigade and police headquarters in Kalat, Zabul Province. As a result of this designation, U.S. persons are prohibited from engaging in transactions with Kari Saifullah, and all property and interests of Kari Saifullah that are in the United States or come within the United States or the possession or control of U.S. persons are frozen. The United States is committed to pursuing terrorists and their networks wherever they are and rooting them out.